Late last week, the South Dakota Wheat Commission welcomed to the state flour millers from the Southeast African country of Tanzania. Their South Dakota visit was the first stop on a U.S. wheat tour, where they are learning of the quality and marketing strategies for wheat grown in the U.S. The Bakressa Group flour mills currently source wheat from Russia, Australia, and other suppliers, basing its purchases primarily on price. This trade visit, hosted by U.S. Wheat Associates and Your Wheat Checkoff, was designed to illustrate the value of U.S. wheat, according to Chad Wiegand, Regional Director of U.S. Wheat in Sub-Saharan Africa.
How quality is ensured throughout the process, and also to get them to meet suppliers and also get to know some of the farmers, U.S. wheat producers here in South Dakota, and the U.S. wheat producers themselves establish those connections here in the U.S.
Managing Director of the Bakressa Group, Munir Bakressa, says the mission to the U.S. has been enlightening.
Sometimes other countries we buy, we get a lot of dust and a lot of foreign materials. So though we're not happy, we may get a price, but at the end of the day, when we clean that wheat on our mills, we realize that we don't make good money. So here, by understanding all the process from the farm to the elevator, to the final production area, how the wheat is segregated and how they make the pro, all the specification, we can better understand the grade, you know, to understand what the grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. I mean, I didn't know that before.
Tanzania is still a developing country where many workers earn less than a dollar per day. But Bakressa says through this visit, he's learning strategies which may make U.S. wheat affordable for his mills. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.